Especially on our patrol, beats the heat.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to have each individual person, like, maybe introduce yourself and, like, what they sing, bass, baritone,
sure.
Tenor, and, like, give us a little, you know.
All right, we'll start with,
Okay.
Well, my name's,
And then he sings tenor.
Yeah, my name's John Barry. I sing first tenor with, I'm the bass singer. I've been here about 3 months. As far as singing harmonies and stuff, I've done it for a while. I used to sing Southern Gospel a little bit. But bluegrass harmonies work a little different for the most part, I found. And as far as singing bass, it's singing bass, you know. You just try and do what you can, hold down the tonic of the triad there, and you just take that and hold it down, and hopefully stick it there. That's all I can say. What? I'm 22.
You had
that. My voice changed when I wasn't quite 13 yet. Now I was singing bass by the time I was 13, 14 years old. So I've always had a low voice. I was
my
a freak.
Name is, my turn. My name is Sean Lane, and I sing lead and alternate tenor, and sometimes I don't know what I sing the others, but I've been with the band about 8 months now, and I worked a little bit before with Lou Reed and sung with really all kinds of different bluegrass bands, so I've been singing that part all my life, or ever since I've been singing, so that pretty much is it.
Well, my name is Brad Campbell, and I've been here since the 1st of January, and I've played with groups out of Michigan. That's where I'm from originally. I played with Gary Adams and the Bluegrass Gentlemen. Maybe some of you have heard of them, and also Wendy Smith and Blue Velvet.
What part do you sing?
And I sing the baritone part.
All right, Jimmy.
Okay. Now, first off, this is the first time I've ever spoke over the mic in front of a group. He's all the time trying to get me to talk on stage, say hi to him, whatever, and I don't. Anyway, I sing tenor naturally because I've got a voice, but with Doyle I don't sing because all of his music and what he's known for is quartet music, just four people. That one song we just did is an example of the one song that I sang with him. I've done a lot of singing in other groups before, lead and tenor, but with him I don't usually sing because it's just quartet stuff. But that was an example of, while Doyle was singing the lead, I was singing tenor, and Sean was singing the repeating part that we did, the Let Me Go Home, Let Me Go Home. That was Sean singing lead and I was singing tenor. So that's it. Oh, and I'm Jimmy Stewart.
I may be sorry I made him talk, but he won't know when to quit.
Yeah.
Do you rigidly structure your harmonies and actually lay them out, or do you just kind of wing it and stay within your process?
We don't wing it.
No way.
No, it's pretty well structured. My band and myself, I've always been real disciplined when it comes to my music, and it's fun to stretch out on an instrumental, you know, when you can play and improvise. That's one thing, but harmony is exactly what it says. It means the voices together, blending together. Quartet music, from the time I can remember, the parts came easy for me because I was always around it. It's not that way for everybody because they haven't been exposed to it. But I would think probably for the people that are trying to become a vocalist or want to do vocals, the baritone would be the hardest part to do. No tricks. You just got to hear your. Again, it comes back to hearing what part you're supposed to be doing. The old shape note music is do through do, and the lead would be a do. He would be me. He would be a so, and he would be a do, and I'd be below, like me do.
Me.
It is easy. It really is. It's not that hard. Yes. By every tape that we've ever made. We never close. Well, if you really want to get into harmonies, I would suggest people that really go after harmony, that specialize in harmony. That's always been a thing with me, my band, and I. That's one way to do it if you want to try to hear it. And there's very little on sheet music that we do. So if you read music, it won't help because it's hard to find, you know. But find a group that not necessarily us, but preferably us, but that you want to listen to, and listen to what they're doing. But one thing that I do when I make my records or tapes, I try to get every part to where you can hear it. A lot of people have they'll what I call the Nashville way. They mix the lead vocal way out front and put the harmonies way in the back, and I hate that, because harmony again is what it's a blending of voices. And you can't blend voices if you bury the bass or bury the baritone or the tenor or whatever. So with our music, you can hear all four parts.
How do you set yourself up when people might sing along?
Because in
my mind, in my ears, I'm there.
So I'm
standing there.
Well, get you a tape recorder, and you may want to take an early retirement. Who knows? But or it may inspire you. But really, Take a tape recorder along and sing along with it. At least you can hear what you're doing, you know. Yeah. We hadn't gotten to that yet. Today's the first show. We still do what we always did and do it just as good. You don't replace people when you have a personnel change. You fill the slot, and I have quite ably. I'm very proud of these young men here, and they're all relatively young. And matter of fact, I got socks older than most of them. You know, but they're doing a great job, and we can still do whatever it is that I want done. That's why they're here.
We haven't yet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been in music, been around music as far as I can remember, and to be honest with you, to be very honest with you, I probably don't like to hear myself sing, so I wouldn't call me a singer, but a lot of people do. I don't know of any artist that I've ever spoken with yet that was really happy with what he did. He always thinks he should be better, and he should be.
Well, I didn't start singing seriously till I was about 18, which is about 4 years ago. So. I don't know. I sang my mom always sang at church all the time, and I would every now and then, but I learned harmony. I learned harmony when I was in high school chorus. The choral teacher, I learned how to, I can sight read one line and sing it, and, you know, I sang bass then, and, you know, even though it wasn't like singing solo or being with, you know, just a four-member group, at first, it does help you sing with a bunch of people. And she was a real stickler. She was very, very strict, and the best thing ever happened to me as far as singing.
Yeah, really, I sing all the time. I mean, when I'm at home, going around, if nobody's there to talk to, I sing to myself, you know. But they tell me I started when I was old enough to even talk, you know, because I would, Mom said I used to grab the vacuum cleaner cord and act like it was a mic and hold it up to sing to it.
Sounds familiar.
So she couldn't get anything done for it. But yeah, that's pretty much how I did too.
Well, I really haven't been singing that long either. I'm like John. I probably didn't start until I was about 18 or 19. And I really haven't done much until I've came with this group. So I'm still working on it.
I've forgotten the question. What was the question? How to just sing in general or sing harmony or?
Just sing.
Probably I was about
yesterday.
15 or 16 and just sat around. I had an older sister that sang and started singing like that. The first singing I did in front of anybody else or with a band was singing harmony, and I didn't understand harmony or how it worked, but I had other people that did, and they didn't necessarily explain to me what it was. They just say, sing this note here. And after learning so many songs of and memorizing where the harmony was compared to the lead, the rest of them started coming just natural. I don't know.
We try to do it mostly at the same time. If there's a certain thing I want done, then I'll point that out and we'll work on that. But you know, we take it for granted sometimes because we do it all the time, and we don't work at learning how to do it. We work at what we want to do, what we want to do with that particular song, and whereas some of you people may not have that luxury, and you're trying to get a foothold on what to do, the procedures, and so sometimes we take it sort of nonchalant and for granted, but we usually rehearse a song. We'll listen to it, maybe go through the melody, and to get an idea about the melody of the song, and then we'll start working on the harmonies, and usually try to do it all at the same time. And if we're having a problem, then we'll isolate it and to clean that up. You know. Yes. It's easy. It's heartfelt soul and emotion and feeling for what the particular song or the music is. It is, yes. Well, probably, I don't know of an artist in the business that would not like to have a smash runaway hit record. And I think probably the people that play this music put less emphasis on that than they do the good song and the feeling they have for the song rather than what they can do commercially with it. And that's the difference.
I know something about that in a bit.
Go ahead, Jimmy. I told you to get started. Yeah.
There's a question about the difference between bluegrass harmony and country harmony. I learned when I first started playing music, I was playing bluegrass, like with cousins of mine, 14, 15. I played bluegrass for a couple of years and then started playing country. Well, I was already singing harmony, but then I got with all these country musicians that one would hit a note on the piano and say, now this is your harmony note, hit it over here. They knew it was more technical, you know. They knew why it was. I knew I could sing the note, but just because I grew up singing it, and not to sing better, either one's any better, but it's more
well, Jimmy, let me, on your live shows, the country shows that I see, most of the time they have poor harmony.
Yeah.
They got the guy that goes out and does his, you know, his big hit, and the people around him don't really know how to sing in most cases, and I can pick up on that. He can too, but in this music, harmony is a big part of the music. I can pick up on it right away. Most of the time, most of your band, your big country bands, don't have a lot of good harmony singing, you know. Just the difference in the way you feel about the song. You do it basically structured about the same way, but you feel about one song differently than you do the other, and you'll sing it a little different. You put more into it or less into it or whatever. If it's a fun song, you have fun with it. If it's a gospel song, you think about that, and it's just the way you treat each individual piece of material. In the back there.
Where did you get that piece, Higher Ground?
Which one's that? Can you be more specific? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, that was.
Come on up here.
I don't really remember where I got that. I believe I heard some cousins of mine that had a quartet, and I believe that's where it came from. Oh gosh, I don't know. I can't even remember it. Sing one, all right.
Do how long? Do how long? Do how long? All right.
How long? All right.
Am I terrible?